Am I audible? Okay.
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्.
So in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord has clarified, first thing clarification is that karma yoga is the means for Sankhya. If we want to know that supreme truth, then we have got no choice but to do karma yoga. Second instruction, he says, niyatam kuru karmatam, karma javi ya karmana. We have to do niyatam karma, bounden duty we have to do. Niyatam kuru karma. So, what to do? Niyatam kuru karma. We have to do our duty. Number two, how to do it? Then he says, yagyarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma vandana. Any action which is not dedicated to Lord, that means if it is not dedicated to Lord, it is dedicated to our own self, to our own ego, which is selfish action. He says it will bind you. Very simple. Any action which is not dedicated to Lord, Lord says, it will bind you. Tadartham karma kaunteya. Therefore, he says, you should all do actions for the happiness of the Lord. Tadartham, for the Lord we should do. Mukta sangha samachara. Mukta sangha means without craving for a specific fruit of action. All actions will bring fruit of action. But don't crave for a specific fruit of action. I want this much. Don't crave for that. Root of action will come. Okay. Then he said, Sahayagya prajasishtva purovacha prajapati anena prasavishyatabham esavo svik esavo astu kamaduk. He said, the prajapati, Brahmaji has created everybody with a yagya. What are the yagya? The five yagya we have seen: Brahma yagya, Niryagya, Bhuta yagya, and Pitra yagya, and Deva yagya. We are supposed to do these five yagya. All grihasthis we have to do. It is not meant for brahmachari, it is not meant for vanaprasthi, it is not meant for sannyasi. Only for grihasthi, we all are grihasthis. So we have to do these five yagya. We have seen already in detail about these five yagya. And anena prasavishyatdham, you will prosper by this. If we do these five yagya, then we will prosper. And whatever we desire, whatever we need, it said, it will be like a mythical cow, kam denu. All your desires will be fulfilled. All desires will be fulfilled. Okay. Then he gives an example of a Deva Yajna. So out of five yagya, he gives an example of Dev Yagya, how Dev Yagya is acting, you know. How Dev Yagya is acting or working, he gives an example. Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantubha parasparam bhavayanta shreyam parama avapishat. You will attain param. Param. Param means the highest truth you will attain. How? Devan bhavayatanena, by this, if you do these five yagya, what will happen? Devta will be happy. And when Devta will be happy, they will bless you. Bhavayatan, they will, when they are nourished, they will nourish you. Te deva bhavayantuva, Devta will nourish you. So we are nourishing Devta by five yagya. And what Devta will do, they will sour their blessings. Parasparam bhavayanta, this way nourish each other. Parasparam bhavayanta, shreyam param apapsat, you will attain the param, supreme truth you will get. Okay. We all know both Devta and Asur are created by Brahmaji only. Devata and Asur. Don't think that Asur has got a long teeth here and a very different type of face, a very terrible looking. No, no, it's not like that. Asur means one who revels in the sense object is called Asur. One who revels in sense object is Asur. By that definition, we all are. So Asur went to Brahmaji and said, you are favoring Devtas only. They are prospering. And all the Asuras are? We all are Asur. Because of our vasanas, we are all in the cycle of birth and death. So Devtas are prospering. You are partial. Brahmaji, you are partial. So Brahmaji said, okay, I invite all Asur and all Devta to a feast. Big feast. All Devta and all feast. But he made two big halls. In one hall, Devtas will be having their meals, feast. And in another hall, all Asur will be having sumptuous food. Best food of the world is served there. But Brahmaji said only one condition. You cannot bend your elbow like this. Or you cannot take this way and eat like this. This has to be straight. Now Asur went to their dining hall. They were not able to enjoy. Can't bend. They started fighting. And after some time, they came out and complained, what condition you have put? We are not able to enjoy such sumptuous food. Brahmaji said, okay, let us see what the Devtas are doing. So went to the other hall. So Devtas are enjoying. One Devta is feeding to another. Another Devta is feeding to this. Parasparam bhavayanta. You see? Parasparam. He is feeding another Devta, another Devta is feeding. And what the Asur? Asur were selfish. Very appropriate story. We are all Asur. We are very selfish. Devta, parasparam bhavayanta. They are doing for others, other Devta is for doing it. This way, Devta nourish us. In Japan, there is a temple hugging Buddha. Hugging Buddha. Two Buddha, they are hugging each other. There is a story behind that. The place on where that temple is made, it was a property of one person, and at the time of death, he divided into his two sons, half-half. So one son was married with two children, another was bachelor. So the one which was married, he was thinking, father has not done the fair thing, He has not given more to the bachelor because he is not married. Who is going to look after him at the time in the old age? So every night he used to take grain from his stock and transfer to the stock of bachelor every night. And the bachelor was thinking, father has not done right thing. My elder brother has to feed four mouths. I am alone. And he has given me so much of grain. What I will do? Every night they used to transfer grain from his stock to the stock of his elder brother. So one night they collided. Both of them are transferring. Night time, they collided and they hugged each other. And they explained what they are doing. See? Parasparam bhavayanta. Are you getting parasparam bhavayanta? If you do for others, other will do for you. Parasparam bhavayanta. Sloka number 12.
Ishtan bhogan hi vo devaha.
Ishtan bhogan hi vo devaha.
Dasyante yagya bhavitaha.
Dasyante yagya bhavitaha.
Taidattana pradayaibhyaha.
Taidattana pradayaibhyaha.
Yo bhungte stena eva saha.
Yo bhungte stena eva saha.
Ishtan bhogan hi vo devaha. Dasyante yagya bhavitaha. Taidattana pradayaibhyaha. Yo bhungte stena eva saha.
Ishtan bhogan hi va deva dasyante yagya bhavita. Ishtan bhogan. Ishtan means whatever you desire. Whatever bhoga, enjoyment you desire. Deva dasyante. Devata will give you. Deva dasyante. Yagya bhavita. When they will give you? Nourished by your sacrifices. When you are giving it to devatas, devatas will give it. Okay. So when we worship Devata, Devata will give. Achha, how Devata give? They shower their blessings on whole society, not only on one person doing yagya. Remember this thing. Whole world is protected, even one Mahatma is doing the yagya in the Himalayas. It is not that the Devata will only shower grace on that Mahatma. Devata will be showering the grace on the whole humanity. All humanity will shower the grace. So whatever we get from Devata, Rishi, Pitra, Bhut or Shastra, we are supposed to share and serve them. So whatever we are getting, we have to share. How to share? We have to do this five yagya. Brahma yagya, Deva yagya, Nri yagya, Bhuta yagya. And what is the fifth one? Shastra yagya, Brahma, Devata, Pitra, Bhut. Yeah, okay, taidattana pradaya. Taidattana pradaya ya bhungte sena vase. So indeed, he who enjoys object given by Devata without offering in return to them, verily thief. Suppose you go on taking, and but not giving. You are not doing your part. You are doing not your part, but you are not doing five yagya. Lord says, you are a chor, you are a stain, you are a thief. Okay, so how we serve Devata? We serve Devata by habis. When we do any ritual, fire ritual, we give him habis. How do we serve Pitra? Pitra we serve by giving them tarpan or doing the shraddha and all that. So others are also dependent. We are also dependent on others. There is a lot of interdependence in the whole world. Each one of us is dependent on others. Okay. If everybody does his duty, community will be blessed. If everybody is in duty, community will be blessed. If one person or few person refuse to share with the community as yagya, if some person refuse, hum paanch yagya nahi karenge, but I will go on taking. If that be so, then he is a theme. So here it is said, we should do our duty and repay. Gurudev writes, here Krishna repeats the unalterable ritualistic law that the deva cherished by yajna will provide us with the desired object. The truth of this statement becomes self-evident and clear when we reread this statement, substituting our meaning for the term devas and yajna. The productive potential deva, when cherished through the self-dedicated work performed in the spirit of sacrifice, yajna, will provide the worker with the desired object. This is the law of life. And when we thus earn a profit due to our sacrifices, we have every right to enjoy that profit, sharing it among ourselves. But no living creature should enjoy benefits of the other's action without contributing his own share to the total effort. I repeat this line. But no living creature should enjoy benefits of other's action without contributing his own share to the total effort. The statement that a member of a society who consumes without producing is a liability to the nation is a familiar idea in the modern finance. The same point is presented in the language of the Vedas in the second line of the stanza. He who enjoys objects given by the devas, the productive potential tapped without offering his own yajna effort into it, is termed here by Krishna as a social thief. Social thief. So we also have to do our duty. Okay. Next.
Yagya shishtashina santaha.
Yagya shishtashina santaha.
Muchyante sarva kilvishaihi.
Mujyante sarva kilvishaihi.
Bhunjate te twagham papaha.
Bhunjate te twagham papaha.
Ye pachantyatma karanat.
Ye pachantyatma karanat. Yagya shishtashina santaha. Mujyante sarva kilvishaihi. Bhunjate te twagham papaha. Ye pachantyatma karanat.
So two inferences we have already drawn. Number one is karma yoga is means for sankhya. Number one. Number two, Lord has said, Niyatam Kuru Karma. We have to do our bounden duties. We have to do our Kartavya Karma. And the Kartavya Karma includes, the scripture says that we have to do five yajna, which we have already discussed earlier. Now he says, Yajna Shishta Asinah Santah Mujyante Sarva Kilvasai. Yajna Shishta Asinah. Who eat the remnants of yajna. Remnants of the yajna, you earn, and after that you share. You share, how do you share? You do five yajna. And after that, whatever is left, santaha. Santam is the righteous person. Righteous person who follows the scripture. Muchyante, he is freed. If we eat the remnant of yajna, we will be freed from what? Sarva kilvisai, from all sins. From all sins. In our culture, whatever we earn, we always share. So sarva devata, rishi, pitra, bhuta and shastra enjoy whatever remains. After doing these five yajna, whatever remains, you enjoy. And we teach our children also always to share. Whenever there is joy, we say, oh, you share with your brother or sister. Sharing. Okay. Muchyante sarva kilvasai. What is this papa? If I do five yajna, then I will be freed from papa. What papa? Each grihastha commits 5 papa. Each grihastha commits 5 papa. What is this 5 papa? Kandanam pesanam chulli udkumbascha marjani panchasuna grihastasya panchayagyat pranasyati grihastha. We are talking about grihastha. I already told you the 5 yagyas is to be done by grihastha, not brahmachari, not banaprasthi, or not sannyasi. Because grihasthi is committing 5 type of sins. What is this 5 sins? Kandanam, mortar pestle. It used to be earlier, we used to grind our, all the spices. I hope you know mortar pestle. Okay. Pesanim, grinding wheel. They used to grind wheat or anything. Or if you are making dosa, so all the rice and all that you have to grind, paste. Chulli. Chulli means the fireplace. Not the gas type of thing or the electric thing. Chulli. They used to do the fire log. So in fire log there you can be a bacteria. It will get burned. Kundanam, mortar pestle also when you are hammering, you might be killing some bacteria. Pesaning, grinding wheel also, the same thing. Udukumbi, water pot also, same thing. And marjani, broom. While brooming also, you kill some bacteria. So many creatures are killed daily in these 5 days at home. And we have to do it. Every day we have to do it. But now you can say, no, I don't do. I'm not doing. Why? I'm going to restaurant. I eat there. So neither I am using mortar pestle, I am not grinding wheat also, I am not putting the fire also, no dukambas, no water pot or marjani also, I am not sweeping also, nothing I am doing, everything is done by restaurant people. Okay, but they are doing for you. They are doing for their client only, no? So therefore, you are responsible. So Pancha Yagya, which was mentioned in the last sloka, 5 type of Yagya, if we do these 5 Yagya, then we are freed from these 5 type of sin. So what are those 5 Yagya? Brahma Yagya, Nri Yagya, Bhuta Yagya, Pitra Yagya, and Dev Yagya. This we have already seen earlier. Okay. Bhunjate te tu agha papa ye pachanti atma karanat. Bhunjate eat. But those sinful ones who cook food for their own sake verily eat but sin. So some cook only for themselves, you know. They don't share. They don't give it to devta. They don't do brahmarpan. They don't remember pitra. They don't cook for cow or the crow. In earlier times you must have seen your parents or grandparents making roti, one roti for the cow or for the birds. Now everything is stopped. So Lord says, they fatten themselves, they are not sharing, they are not repaying to devta or pitra. You see, everything cannot be returned. We cannot repay the love of parents. Everything cannot be repaid. Or the whole beings in the world. We cannot repay each and every animal who is serving the world. We can't repay. Or in the scientific, this thing also. Now you see, for the coronavirus, they are all trying to invent the vaccine. And maybe by next year or before the next season, we may have the vaccine also. But can we pay? How many billions they are spending on developing that vaccine? Can a single person repay for that vaccine? No, we can't repay. The person who invented the laser beam for making this, for the operation of eyes, if you have got a cataract nowadays, it's very simple. Can we repay for that investment? No, we can't. We can't repay everybody. But we have to do this 5 yagya. If we do, then it is all good. So those who keep everything for themselves are eating papa. Hence it is always said, share with the community. Do something for the community. Always it is said. Who said this? This was said by our forefather Brahmaji, the first father. Creator has said that you should all do this thing. If we disobey Creator, what will happen? We will learn only sins. Okay. Now Lord is going to give us one more reason to do our duty in sloka number 14, 15 and 16. Lord is going to tell about a cosmic wheel which is functioning. And the whole wheel is following this yajna. If I don't perform the yajna, then I am blocking that wheel. I am clogging that wheel, which is not fair. Okay.
Annat bhavanti bhutani.
Annat bhavanti bhutani.
Parjanyadanna sambhavah.
Parjanyadanna sambhavah.
Yagyad bhavati parjanyah.
Yagyad bhavati parjanyah. Yagya karma samudbhavah.
Karma brahmodbhavam vidhi.
Karma brahmodbhavam vidhi.
Brahmakshara samudbhavam.
Brahmakshara samudbhavam.
Tasmat sarvagatam brahma.
Tasmat sarvagatam brahma.
Nityam yagye pratishthitam.
Nityam yagye pratishthitam.
Evam pravartitam chakram.
Annadi.
Annad bhavanti bhutan. Together.
Annad bhavanti bhutani.
Parjanyadanna sambhavah. Yagyad bhavati parjanyah. Yagya karma samudbhavah. Karma brahmodbhavam vidhi. Brahmakshara samudbhavam. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma. Nityam yagye pratishthitam.
Annat bhavanti bhutani. From food come forth being. From food come forth being. So the food eaten by parents become the seed from which comes the body. So gross body is created because of the father assimilated food and it became seed. So we have to know this thing that jiva don't come from food. Jeev is different from gross body. Jeev is not made from food. Only the gross body is made from food. So gross body comes out of food. It is sustained by food and goes back to food also. Goes back to food also. So came from food. Sustained by food and goes back to food also, goes back to earth. And from the earth again the food comes. Or this body is a food of bacteria. Even the some living bacteria is there in the body. They eat. And after death also, it becomes food. Like the Parsis. They place it on some higher pedestal, the dead body, and the vultures and all that, they come and eat. Or even if you bury the bacteria, they come and eat everything. So cause is food, effect is being. So in these two slokas, we will find the cause and effect relationship. Cause and effect relationship. So cause is food and effect is all beings, jiva. Parjanyatanna sambhavam. From rain food is produced. How food is produced? Because of rain. You can, here parjanyat means the rain and the sun and all other air and all is needed for growing vegetations and everything. Truly speaking, vegetarian and non-vegetarian food both comes from rain only. How? Because even if you goat is there, he needs grass. Or the cow is there, some people eat cow. So how cows are there? Because the grass is there. And for raising the grass, you need rain. From the rain comes the grass, and the food eaten by cow or the goat becomes non-vegetarian food. So parjanya means rain. Okay, the cause is rain and the effect is food. Cause is rain, effect is food. They all are doing without charging any money in that, you know. Everybody is doing its own duty. Okay, yagyat bhavati parjanya, from the sacrifice arise the rain. From the sacrifice arise the rain. When we perform our duty as yagya and do 5 yagya, when we do our duty as yagya, do our duty as yagya means all our actions as a yagya. All our actions as a yagya means all our actions for Lord. All our actions for Lord means what? All actions for the happiness of the Lord. And the 5 yagya when we do, then rain comes. Then rain comes. Okay. So these 5 yagya are applicable to only grihastha, and this is to be done. So everybody in the cosmos acts as per the swadharma. So we should also act according to our own duty, swadharma. Whatever is my duty, I should do that. So what is my duty? Feed cow, feed animals, do tarpan, do sraddha, do Gayatri Havan, Shastra says share, do that also. So these are all yagya, these are all our duty. Performing our own duty is important function in the whole cosmos. In the whole cosmos, this is an important duty to perform our actions. Okay, yagya karma samudvam, sacrifices or yagya is born of action. How the yagya will happen? You have to act, na? You have to put in effort. That only it will yagya will happen. If I don't put in effort, how can you perform? There is no yagya without action. So yagya comes from action. In Dev Yagya, the example which was given, in Dev Yagya you will find Yajman is there, Ritvik is there, Havis is there, then Hota is there. There are different types of priests and all that are required to make a fire ritual. So these things are required. So it means what? It means effort is to be given. So each person or being is important in cosmos. Yagya is important in cosmic function. If we don't do our duty, Yagya Roop, it means we are stopping Lord to function well. If we don't do our duty in the Yagya Roop, what is Yagya Roop? All action dedicated to Yagya. Yagyo vai Vishnu, always remember. Yagya means Vishnu. Vishnu means Paramatma. Paramatma means all actions dedicated to Lord. All actions dedicated to Lord means all actions for the happiness of Lord. All actions. Okay, so cause is karma and the effect is yagya. Karma brahmod vibham vidhi, and know that actions come from the Veda. Where it is written 5 yagya you have to do? It is Veda. Where it is written that you have to do karma in such and such way for the happiness of the Lord? Shastra says that. So Veda are the means for knowledge, for dharma and brahma. So this is our dharma. What is our dharma? Do your duty. How to do your duty? Yagya Roopa. So brahma word is used for Veda, Tattva and Brahman. Brahma word, according to the context, we have to understand. Here Brahma means Ved. At some other place, it will Brahma means supreme reality or truth. Or at some place, Brahma means Brahman also. Brahman also. According to context, we have to take the meaning. So these 5 Mahayagya control cosmos. Okay, and who are we? We are all citizens of cosmos. We are related to Devata, Rishi and Pitra. We all are related to Devatas. Rishi and Pitra, we are member of the big family Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. We have to do our duties. So cause is the Ved and effect is karma. Where karma is written? It is written in the Ved. Why in the Ved? Because Ved deals with the two topics. What are the two topics? Dharma and Brahma. What is dharma? What is my duty? Where will I get it? In Ved you will get it. But Karma Yoga is written in Gita. Yes. What is Gita? Last statement of each chapter, Puspika Vakya, Om Tat Saditi. Brahma Vidyam Yoga Shastre. It is Upanishad.
Upanishad Su. Bhagavad Gita Su
Upanishad. Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su. It is Upanishad, it is Ved. So it is written there. Okay, Brahma Akshara Sambudham. And Ved came from Akshara. It came from Paramatma. In Bhagavat it is said, Brahmaji from the four mouth, four Vedas came. Samudvama, effortlessly. Effortlessly, it came out from the Brahmaji. No effort was put in that. It was as easy that we do the breathing. Breathing is very effortless. Similarly, the Vedas came from Brahmaji, from the four mouths, effortlessly, without any effort. And what are these four Vedas? It is Rig, Yajur, Sam, and Atharveda. So cause is Brahma and effect is Veda. Now see the sequence, you know. Now the CC. First is the Akshar. Akshar is the Paramatma. From Paramatma came Veda. From Paramatma came Veda. In Veda is the karma written. What is the duty? Karma is written. From karma, yajna came. When we put in effort, then only the yajna came. Yajna comes there. And from yajna came rain. From rain came anna, food. From food came all bhuta. Bhuta means not ghost. Bhuta means beings. All beings. So they all have got a cause and effect relationship. Cause and effect relationship. This bhuta also has some duties. He has to act in this world in a particular fashion, which is written in Veda, that you have to do karma yoga. You have to do five yajna. If I do karma yoga and five yajna, what will happen? My mind will get purified. If my mind is getting purified, what will happen? I am fit for the knowledge. If I get the knowledge, what will happen? You become Akshar. Are you getting the wheel? We started from Akshar, came to Ved, karma, yajna, rain, anna, bhuta. If you follow dharma, if you follow your duty, if you do karma yoga, if you perform five yajna, your mind gets purified, you become fit for the knowledge, and when you become fit for knowledge, if you become realized, you become that Akshar, that Paramatma, that Brahman. So this is the wheel. So this wheel, if I don't do my duty, then I am not allowing Paramatma to perform well. I am clogging that wheel. I am clogging that wheel. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma nityam yagye pratishtitam. Tasmat, therefore, all pervading Paramatma ever rest in sacrifice. So Paramatma is everywhere in cosmos. For functioning of cosmos, he is seated in yagya. See the power of Lord in yagya. Same Paramatma is seated in all of us, is expressing as our capacity. Same Paramatma is seated in all of us, and he is expressing as a capacity. Each one of us has got different capacity, different capacity. And if we don't do our duty, we are stopping Paramatma to function well. So far, Lord has given three arguments to perform Karma Yoga. Number one, Karma Yoga is the means to Sankhya Yoga. Number two, it is ordered by Creator Brahmaji, and we are all created So naturally, we have to follow the instruction of Creator Brahmaji. And where it is written? It is written in the Ved. And what is the Ved? It is the declaration of Brahmaji, Paramatma. Paramatma has said that you have to do this thing, So one who performs yajna and eat the yajna sister, they get liberated from all sins which occur to grihastha. So if we lead such life, our mind will purify, get knowledge. What will happen then? Vidyate hridaye ganti chityante sarva sansaya chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte parabare. So this mantra has come in Upanishad also, Bhagavatam also, and various other places. Same thing has come. So cosmic action chain is set in motion by Paramatma. It is a series of cause and effect which govern the cosmic function. So we have to understand this is a cosmic function. Each has got a relation with each other. It is cause-effect. So here, yajna is not a ritual. It is swadharma, dedicated performance of duty, nourishes cosmos. It is important component of yajna. So we all have to perform. So in the next sloka, Lord will tell us, one who does not follow, what will happen? That we'll see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.